Hello and welcome to show number 251 of The Happiest Plate on Earth. I'm Christy.
And I'm Danae.
We welcome you to our table where the special of the day is always Disney food and my favorite exercise. It's a cross between a lunge and a crunch, and it's called lunch.
It's got lunch. That's beautiful.
Yeah. But I will say, and I've seen it a lot lately on social media things about being Disney fit.
Yeah.
You know, you really don't work out or do anything, but then you still can go and walk, you know, for miles in the park.
Yeah. On miles.
And I will say that that's kind of, I feel like that's accurate because I actually went roller skating recently.
Wow.
Yes, I went to an indoor skate park.
I'm sad I didn't see this.
Well, I have a little bit of a bruise on it. I only fell once.
Okay, all right.
I used to roller skate a lot when I was, of course, younger, but haven't in a, it's been a long time. But I feel like since I've been at Disney so much recently and walking and walking and walking and walking, that the next day after I woke up from roller skating, I was not sore at all.
Wow.
So that's a benefit to the Disney fit.
That is 100% a benefit. Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't gone roller skating. I don't even know. I mean, it's probably been like 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm. I can't even remember, honestly.
Yeah, I think we took youth group roller skating at least once, if not twice. Yeah, so that's probably the last time I've been.
I know we used to do ice skating a lot just because the ice rink was closer to where we lived, but I prefer roller skating because I just don't like to fall and then your butt is wet and cold.
And then trying to put your hands down to stand up and then you're, I would agree with that. I would prefer roller skating.
So yes, cheers to being Disney fit.
Yay, look at us.
On today's show, we are pulling back the curtain on one of the most fascinating aspects of Disney food operations, and that is called the Flavor Lab. This behind-the-scenes powerhouse is responsible for nearly every new restaurant, dish, and drink at Disney theme parks worldwide. So let's dive into this incredible facility's the structure, the operations, and the purview, all that it encompasses for Walt Disney World resorts and destinations. I am excited about this, and I know that many shows ago, I think we probably asked you the question of what was your dream job, and I think this was one of the ones.
It sure is. It is. It's just a really cool concept in general. And I think as a chef, like it just allows creativity in every aspect and like the sky's the limit if you're at the Flavor Lab is almost what it feels like. I don't think that's fully accurate, but it's pretty cool. Yeah.
It would be great if they had tours.
Oh, absolutely.
Just like walking to like behind the rope, just so you could see everything, not of course participate or.
Sure.
But it would just be really neat, kind of like how they used to do the animal hospital over in Animal Kingdom. But that would be so neat to just go over there and tour it. With that being said, it's not open to the public.
Yes, it is not. It is definitely a backstage area. But still, it's just really cool. Like if you ever... It feels like you're a little scientist, but in the culinary world. That's almost the way that I would explain it.
Yeah.
This is, so it is the backstage test kitchen. You have lots of creative things that happen in there, mainly having to do with culinary, but there's also beverages that are done back there as well. So that's pretty cool. Flavor Lab is divided into these four distinct sections. So eat. So this is where the demo area and potential new hires face an Iron Chef cooking competition to earn their spot on the team. It's also a collaborative space for existing chefs to work on various projects, either in person or remotely, thanks to two giant flat screen TVs hanging from the ceiling.
That's pretty neat, though, that you don't have to be on property, that say you could be in Tokyo Disney and working with them at Flavor Lab.
Yeah, it's really neat to see it, because it looks like, if you can imagine, like regular cooking competition kitchens, it is the same thing with these giant screens, that all kinds of stuff can happen. We've definitely had demos that we've gone to and got to like experience that and just say, oh, well, I'm talking to some chef that's from far, far away, and they're showing us this, but there's also chefs standing behind TVs that are maybe working with that said product that we're talking about. So it's really cool. So then the next section is create. So here the culinary and Imagineering departments come together to brainstorm new concepts. Every Disney restaurant has a backstory that drives its food offerings and aesthetics, from tables and chairs to color palettes. This area also hosts in-company classes, such as wine tastings for servers and meetings with outside vendors for cooking supplies and new appliances.
That could be fun too.
It is my favorite part, because it's just these huge incentives for us to, for them, first off, just to offer it, but it's almost like unlimited space for us to go in and experience these different projects and experience products that maybe we would never have worked with. The last one that I got to participate in was the Chef's Garden. We work with them, a lot of companies. I worked with them when I lived in New York. I worked with them in Maryland. They work with everybody, and Chef's Garden is wonderful. And so Chef Jamie came out and showed us everything. Farmer John, I'll remember his name eventually, but he came out and he just talked about all the great things that they're doing. But then they also fed us. So they did little samplings of stuff. They had all of their vegetables and their microgreens, and they're like, try them, like eat them however you want, like take as much as you want, test it, whatever. But it's just really cool, because we got to touch, we got to taste, we got to talk. Like it's just a really fun thing to do.
Sounds like it. I ask this question because I know that when they do new, like the new Poly DVC, the wing that's being built now.
Sure.
Of course, there are going to be restaurants in there. So do they just give like the, okay, this is going to be a, you're going to have so many square feet and a kitchen, and it's up to the Flavor Lab to create the restaurant? Or do they kind of create the concept and then give it back to the Flavor Lab?
It's a little bit of everything, from my understanding, because again, I haven't been in there to see like a start to finish on those types of things. But from what I understand, they do kind of give the Flavor Lab like a concept of what they're looking for. And they brainstorm, which they call it their Google office. They have a Google office that has lots of interactive things, has books and all those types of things, that they just start coming up with ideas. And so from that concept, we get to a kind of menu or a couple of items that they think, oh, this sounds like it could fit into this concept. But I think it seems like it's a back and forth kind of thing, where this group of people say, yeah, I think I like this. Oh, I like this. And they come together with whatever the concept is and whatever the menu items are.
Okay. That makes sense. When you say this is a job that really thinks out of the box.
Yeah.
It's exactly what seems like they do. And almost is like the sky's the limit, honestly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
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 Wonder if they even have to think about cost.
I don't know.
I think they do probably.
To an extent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, especially this next one is the drink section. And of course, it's dedicated to testing drinks and place settings for Disney restaurants. So every detail, from the perfect cocktail to the ideal wine glass, is meticulously refined here. So I'm sure when you're thinking about cost, they're not going to get the top shelf, or say a tequila that is outrageously priced, and
yeah,
use that. So I'm sure that goes into consideration, but that's just, especially with the way that mixologists.
Oh yes.
So being a mixologist, if you are one, to be able to go in here and you can do the smoke things, you can do the things that might actually take liquid nitrogen or things like that. And I know I would be so excited to be able to take advantage of everything that is at your disposal.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And the, I'm sure the biggest part of this flavor lab is this industrial kitchen. There's no fun name to it. It's just called an industrial kitchen.
That's what it is.
And this is where the magic happens. The team gets to experiment with a wide range of commercial appliances, from ovens to slushy machines to the most efficient and effective tools for their culinary creation. Besides the demonstration spaces, the chefs have their at their disposal a dream kitchen of sorts. It seems a little small, but it's likely because it's packed full of top-of-the-line equipment. They have a pressurized fryer that was a huge success at one of the popular restaurants that opened in Shanghai. There is a crisp and hold, which has helped the team reach their ideal European-style frites in a humid Central Florida climate. There's a combination oven that can smoke and dehydrate, as well as other things combination ovens do. And the cool thing about this oven is that it does have a USB port, so you can insert it and the standard program will come up that they've perfected at the lab. And it is an oven with a massive computer inside of it, which is really neat. Talk about totally set it and forget it. You just plug in what you want it to do. It's one step away from just telling the oven you want. You know, say chicken cordon bleu and it just makes it.
Does it. It's right? Like 3D printing, but that's in an oven. Right.
So that's probably the next thing that they're kind of working on. But they've perfected it at the lab. And with that, any restaurant anywhere can fire it up and go to town without the worries of quality control. So basically, this 7,000 square foot building is a toy store, but for chefs.
It sure is. It is my favorite place to visit. I don't do it often, but when I get to, it's my favorite. So over at the Flavor Lab, they do, of course, have a process. In these various stations, chefs design and test new menu items, dishes from scratch. Each offering is tested 3 or 4 times before moving to the next phase, presenting to Disney executives for approval. We have talked about all the tastings that happen, and they also go through the same process. This step can also be repeated because, you know, it has to be. So the entire process can take anywhere between 1 to 7 years, depending on the project scope. Whether it's updating a menu for an existing venue or creating an entire new theme, parks culinary landscape, the Flavor Lab team is dedicated to excellence. For instance, the team has spent nearly 4 years testing, refining, presenting the food offerings for the Pandora expansion in Animal Kingdom.
I can see why that one would take so long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because you're trying to take earthly foods. And the same thing for Star Wars when they were doing Galaxy's Edge. And then, of course, ultimately with the now shuttered Star Cruiser. You're trying to create, take earthly products and make them look otherworldly.
Yeah. So but that also can make it like not sustainable, but kind of sustainable in a kitchen. How do you actually do this without taking 4 hours to do this one thing for one side of a whatever? It's amazing kind of how they come up with that to make it work.
And you think about the fact that when you say sustainability, you don't also just mean with the food product, but be able for the cast members to sustain the same product each time it goes out, that it looks exactly the same. So you really have to, and I'm not saying cook to the lowest denominator, because that's not true at all, but create the item or drink so that, say, someone calls in sick and you have a cast member from, and what's cool about Disney is that you could pick up a shift in another land, that they would be able just to kind of walk in, look at the recipe, and then just pick it up and go.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Flavor Lab's influence extends across Disney parks and resorts worldwide. At any given time, they're juggling around 100 different projects. This can range from creating Huck Finn poolside cocktails for Fort Wilderness Resort in Disney World of Florida, to selecting the perfect plate pattern for a high-end restaurant in Disney Springs. This massive undertaking is crucial for Disney to remain competitive in the themed culinary realm, especially as Universal continues to raise the bar with attractions. The more Disney and Universal push each other, the more guests benefit, which I'm very thankful for.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There are few benefits as satisfying as a delicious meal. So the next time you're savoring a delightful dish at Disney Parks, remember the incredible journey, sometimes up to 7 years, that it took to get there. From the flavor lab to your plate, every bite is crafted with magic and care.
It sure is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really amazing the things that they can do. And, you know, it may work at the flavor lab, and then they get to a restaurant and they say, you know what? This part of it doesn't work. So how do we revamp this? And it's cool that they recognize that instead of letting something just suffer, I guess we could say. I know like Toy Story has had a menu change in the last couple of years since it opened. And, you know, it was an adjustment. They realized their menu was just a little bit too big. They realized that guests were really hankering for just those biscuits or just the sausage that's in the skillet. And so they took a step back and said, hey, we know this part of it's not working, so we want to adjust. But we still want to make sure guests are satisfied in said adjustment. So it's really, it is really cool. The chefs over there, I really appreciate them. I know all of them now. And so it's cool that it is an actual team. It's not just whoever going in there. They have a team of about four and they invite others to come over and spend that time with them. And it's just, it's really cool. It's cool to see what they're doing.
Can you give us any clue where it is?
I can't.
Oh.
It's not as hidden as you would think.
Right.
I'm sure a lot of people don't realize that they drive right past it.
Sure. Look, yeah. I don't think it has a big sign out front that says Flavor Lab.
It does not. It does not. It looks like a generic.
Popping out of it.
It is very generic.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. The first time I ever went in there, I was like, you guys get to work here? I was like, I want to work here.
It's secretly the pet care center over by Port Orleans. They just want you to think that's where they keep the dogs.
That would be really good.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Be the best thing ever.
Right?
Like you drop your dogs off. Actually, you don't.
You don't.
Sorry, there's just dogs in there. It's fine.
Yeah, it's a facade. It's one of the...
Oh, that's
Disney
so
does
good.
That really well, so who knows?
They do. That is true. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Are you hungry for more of the Happiest Plate on Earth podcast? We have several menu items you might enjoy. Join our Facebook group, The Happy Platers. Check out our Instagram at Happiest Plate on Earth. And finally, you can savor all things from our podcast at happiestplate.com.
And reservations are always open for you to join us 24/7 by subscribing to our podcast that can be found on multiple platforms, all of them pretty much. And as Remy says, this much I know, if you are what you eat,
then I only want to eat the good stuff.
Thank you very much for joining us today. It is always a pleasure having you dine with us. The Happiest Plate on Earth is delivered to you fresh out of the podcast oven by Christy, our talented culinary agent, who has partnered with Magical Wanderlust Adventures, an authorized Disney vacation planner, travel advisors who specialize in Disney destinations and offer free concierge-level service, where every vacation is customized to you and your style of travel. If you are looking to create some magical memories at any Disney destination, please reach out by visiting happiestplate.com and clicking on free quote. If you can dream it, you can do it. And always remember, this whole thing was started by a mouse.